Kol chazaka sheni motaina. A chazaka is not just being there for 3 years. You need a claim, which explains how you got into the field in the first place. Kate said, how so? Amar lo mato se betok shali. If somebody came and says, what are you doing in my field? And he's been there for 3 years, right? So he says, I don't know. Shlom Ali Adam Dover. Nobody ever told me not to be here. Saying a chazaka, that's not a chazaka. Well, you have to say it's like Atoma Chartoli, you sold it to me. Atona Satoli Maton, you gave me as a gift. I raise a chazaka, that's considered to be a chazaka. Ba'abomishum Yerusha Enetzer Chazaka. Somebody claims he inherited the field, Enetzer Chayn, I'm sorry. Somebody claims he inherited the field, that's tantamount to having said he acquired the field. You know, it just struck me right now on the spot. Nowhere in the Yerushalmi do we see the concept of chazaka 3 years being because a person keeps his document for 3 years. In the Bavli, it says...
You said that yesterday.
No. I said that yesterday?
Yes.
I deny that I said it yesterday. Yeah.
I think you raised the issue.
I raised some other issue yesterday. I don't know what it was. Something about the Yerushalmi not having something. But I don't think it was... I don't think it was this issue. But name it, if I did, I'm raising it again. Which is a douche. You don't remember me saying that, right? Okay, but I don't remember saying it. But the Yerushalmi never brings down... Lieberman says something else about this, but there's something else they don't bring down. I don't remember what it was. But Taka doesn't bring down the concept of documents, with losing documents. So it's possible the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that whole svara. That 3 years a person watches his document, and afterwards you lose it. Yerushalmi just serves 3 years as a proof in and of itself. That's without the document issue, but quite possibly. There's selected parts. We're losing it soon. The end of Bavasa. That's it. Vitzar Chazaka says more. Besides the Taina, you also need to have a Chazaka. In other words, the last case says Yorish doesn't, an heir doesn't require a Taina claim. That's his claim, yeah, but he needs to have 3 years. Tamti lent over there, Murder Rabbi Shul concedes the point. Barm L'chaver, if a person says to his friend, saw the zoo, now there's a...
Well,
the
term,
right, means possession. Right. That's your choice, sustaining what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's a whole swath of material missing here, which is a very long piece, which is in the Shari Teretz Yisrael, not even in the Eskorial, but based on the parallel Sugi and Ksuvas. It says, Rabbi Shul concedes, if somebody says to his friend, I'll tell it to you over in English, because it's going to, reading the Hebrew just make it confusing. Rabbi Shul concedes a point in the following case. A guy says to his friend, you know what, this field that I was in, it was once your father's. But now, it's mine because I bought it from your father. So he's believed to say this, even though he doesn't have years of chazaka. Why a pesh osar a pesh eater? We had no question that it was his field. He raised a question by saying it once belonged to the other guy's father. So since he's the one who raised the question, he can also resolve the question by saying, but I bought it from him. Okay? If, however, there aid him that the other people's father, the other person's father, was once the owner, and he says, I bought it from him, he's not believed if he hasn't been there for 3 years. If he has been there for 3 years, obviously he is believed, because that's the time as I bought it from your father. He's been there for 3 years. Right?
There's no aspect of
Shvur. Now, that's only if there's no Shvur in Karkos. That's only... that's only if his father didn't die. The father of the guy, the initial person, didn't die when he was holding onto the field. But if the guy's father died while he was holding onto the field, and this guy comes and says, "Well, I bought it from your father," we don't believe him, even if he was there for 3 years, because we say, "What are you talking about? The day that his father died." That morning he went out to hold the field. You didn't buy it from him. When did you buy it from him? Now, it's conceivable that he bought it and the sale was effective after death, but we don't assume that to occur. He has to be proved that the field is definitely his. Okay? Kadol. Now, going back to where over here, Kadol, like this case, Reuven ochel sad v'cheska shushalo. Reuven is feeding a field on the assumption that it's his. Ve'ev Shimon Eidim and Shimon brings witnesses. Shemes Avim Yisocha, that on the day he died, his father, Shimon's father, was holding onto the field. So Reuven is a usurper, right? So Mafkulam and Reuven, we take it away from Reuven, the usurper of Yavim and Shimon, and we give it to Shimon. Ella, Holach Reuven, baby, Adam Shalom, Mes Avim Yisocha. But what about that if Reuven turned around and brought witnesses that the day he died, the father was not in the field? That matter, we have no proof that the field was the father's at the time of his death. So in that case, do we reverse the judgment? So Rav Nachman says, and he says something in the Bavli as well, but now I'm Rav Nachman Yaakov, anafikdim Reuven, I took it away from Reuven, anamechazronale, I'll give it back to Reuven. In other words, I took it away from Reuven when the testimony was going against him, or when the case was going against him. Now the case is going for him, I'll give it back to Reuven. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, and the Tractor Israel changed it based on the parallel Suya. Rabbata the Taman Omrin, the rabbis above all said no. Should Asata be based in Asata? When you gave it based on a Psak in Din. Mikan ve'elach, from there on in, therefore, Hamotzah Chavir Lava Raya. If somebody wants to extricate from this person to whom Basin awarded it, he has to bring definite proof, not just demolish his adversary's proof, but bring his own proof. Okay? It's just not enough to demolish it. Once Basin is Paskin, we don't overturn the Psak unless counter evidence is brought. It's not enough to demolish your foe's evidence, you have to bring your own evidence. Okay? Now, it's interesting that the Lieberman brings down the Ramban and Rashba. Hold based on our bringing a proof on our suya in the Rishami, that if it the case where Rav Nachman said we give it back to the other litigant is a case where Reuven initially had it, Shimon took it away from him, Shimon's case is on the mind, then we will give it back to Reuven. But what if it's the case that initially it didn't belong to anybody and it was under litigation because there was a question it would belong to, and then they awarded it to Reuven? Now, if they take it away from Reuven for some reason, it's going to go back to the situation of being no man's land. It's going to be subject to Kol Dalin Gvar, whoever beats the other guy gets it. So he said that they want to say that you see from our suya, you only give it back where there's definitely somebody to go back, give it back to, not where it's going to end up being the subject of a dispute. Lieberman questions that. He's not so sure you see it in our suya. It just happens to be that that was the case. It's under discussion. Doesn't necessarily mean that when there are two guys still fighting, you won't give it back to them as a result of overturning your halachim. So it's not no clear-cut evidence here. But that's the interesting thing. It says the concept of kol dal migvar, two people striving over some piece of property, each are trying to prove that it's his, that's a unique bodily concept we don't find in Yerushalmi. Okay? So whether we do or do not, he claims we don't, and he certainly knows better than me. Says Mimodia. Now, the Mechamayim says this is a separate sugya here, a separate issue. The question is when we're talking about when a guy says he inherited a field, so then he doesn't need to have any other taina how it came to him, any other claim how it came to his possession. The fact that he says he inherited suffices. So says the Gemara, how do we know that he inherited then? They mean that the day of death, actually the previous owner, the father or a close male relative, or a close relative of this individual was alive, and it went over directly to him, right? So says the Gemara, Eidim Misa Modim. The Eidim Misa testified belonged to the father, at least for one day, by the way, belonged to the father. Then he died, and then this guy came in. There's more. So what about our God's call? Let's imagine found case. Ain't Eidim Yoidim. There are no witnesses around who are aware. Says more, that you have a problem. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Oh, my son of a cheskas ba'aleh. You're right. The field remains in that case under the chazaka of its owner. From there on in, whoever wants to prove differently has to prove differently. So therefore, if taka their eide misa, then that helps the guy who wants to acquire it via his chazaka. If there are no ADMEs, so then we give it to the guy who we give it to the other guy. In other words, if the heir doesn't have legitimate proof that it was his father or ancestors until the day he died, so then the heir does not get it and remains wherever the Baile Mar, I don't know exactly the Baile Mar in this case, but in other words, in that case, you will not be able to extract the field from the other individual. So therefore, you better have Aiden. If you're an heir, you're claiming inheritance, you better have Aiden that it was your father's on the day he died, and that he died while he was still in possession of the field. Otherwise, you're up the creek. Okay? Says of the halacha for the halacha, hashutfim, partners, Arishan sharecroppers, hapotrapsim, guardians or trustees, elam chazok, parents of chazok on the fields under their control, elish chazok milse yishto, a woman has no chazok in his wife's property, he's just a steward of that property, below ish nusibal nor a woman in her husband's property, below av milse nor a father in his son's property, below ben milse av nor a son in his father's property. By medvorem, when is the true b'machzik? When somebody's holding on to something for 3 years. However, b'noisein matona. If we're talking about somebody who's giving a gift of any sort, in that case, chazaka is established with much less than we've been discussing until now in the parak. Achim shechoku, or brothers who divide up, or somebody takes hold of the hefker property, such as property which hitherto belonged to a ger, then noah gada parat goshu. What he has to do in order to make a kinyan chazaka is to build up a little fence, lock the yard, or build up a fence, or damage a fence, which is assertion of ownership. Then haray the chazaka. Then it becomes chazaka and comes under his jurisdiction. Okay. Says more further, shutof. It says on Mishnah, shutof. Partners can't establish chazaka. Shmuel Amar leis kan shutof. Shmuel says, don't include shutof in our Mishnah. Rather, shutof, the scorer puts in the word yesh instead of the word ain. Big change. Shutof yesh chazaka. A partner can establish chazaka in his partner's property. Lokin Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel not say shutof shiar venota? A shutof who went down and planted kenoter b'shus, it's if he planted with his partner's permission. So therefore, alki sabish chazaka should be like a sharecropper. His presence in the field is expected. It's not establishing a true presence. So says Gemara, hey the Tamar. I skipped some which the Scorio adds. Let me just go back a minute. Armash Shmuel said, Shutof Shiara Venata, this is in the fifth line down from the top of the page. Shutof a partner, Shiara Venata, who went down and planted, Kinokter Bershus, has no the jurisdiction, and and I didn't skip anything, did I? No, I thought I skipped something. Says Gemara, sorry. Let me start with you. I got mixed up there. Shutav, a partner, Shmuel Amar leis kan shutav. Shutav not be good. Mishnah partners can't establish chazaka against their partners. Shutav, continuing that vein, Shutav yesh lo chazaka. That's the way the Scorial manuscript writes it. Lochen Amar Shmuel, did not Shmuel say Shutav shir venota. A partner goes down and plants in a field. So if he's planted with the authorization of his other partner, so after he have established chazaka. Chazaka is only when you're going against the grain of the established ownership. But shutfu says enhancing or going with the grain of the established ownership. So therefore, how can a shutfu acquire chazaka, right? Yeah, we had that.
So it would make sense that you could lead a
Cabrera issue, you're saying?
Very honest. But you can have Kazaki if you're not partnered with somebody, because what Kazaki has is against your partner. So it makes sense if you're not a partner in every segment, versus, so you're just like, you're right, it is a prayer aspect. Later on, exactly what is it that your partnership was, and therefore you could have Kazaki in such a
way. Well,
the notion of Kazaki doesn't seem to be
part. It's not bad what you're saying, but then Moore actually says better. Sorry about that. But it's not a bad story you're saying. It's possible through Breyer to establish Kazaka or something to that effect. But here's what it says, actually. Logan and my Shmuel did not Shmuel say, Shulta Shere Venota Kinotei Breshus, it's as if you got permission, so Haki Sab Shulazaka. So it says more, now Hain the Tamar Shutav, that which we call a Shutav. And so that which says Shutav, it should be Yeshul Kazaka, that's a scorial hat. Instead of Shere Venota Kinotei Breshus, it should be that which you say Shutav, Yesh to Chazok, Kes Abish Chazok, is, but also, Sh'omet Shom. It's when his partner's standing there and sees him conducting himself as if he's the owner for 3 years, so that establishes a Chazokah. If his partner does not protest, is acting as an owner, opposed to a co-owner, so then that establishes his Chazokah. However, behind the tamar kishut of ein levazot, that which a partner is not of a chazaka on the joint property, is b'sheino imichav, the other partner is not there, so he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know that owner number one is treating this as his own private domain. So therefore, in that case, there is no chazaka, okay? Because he doesn't know that he has to make a protestation, because he doesn't realize there's something underhanded and devious going on here. Says more further. Hostile possession is what it's called? Okay, same idea. I think it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Mao Mai Sit Huse, can he bring Mao Mai Sit Huse? I've actually skipped those words I prepared. What does that mean? So what means, what does Shmuel learn in our Mishnah instead of the word shutav? It's one of the things that's thrown out of a chazaka which would replace the concept of a partner not having a chazaka. If you hold the partner, it does establish chazaka. Says Mara, we use omnim, craftsmen, gozim, and thieves in the chazaka, because obviously their possession is suspect. Ra'avdo, we have a case of this. Ra'avdo, El, should be Eitzel, no, maybe El is good enough. But anyway, let's use Eitzel. He saw a slave by a craftsman. The Kalov and his vessels, Eitzel Koivis, by the launderer. So he says to the craftsman, the launderer, Tenli Avdi, give me my slave. Tenli Kalov, give me my vessels. Armelo, so the guy says, the craftsman or the tailor or the cleaner, Armelo, Atone Satali Matoni, you gave it to me as a gift, Atomachartoli, you sold me. Ain't a chazaka. It's not a it's not considered to be a valid chazaka, because in these cases, actually, we say that the craftsman most likely did in fact get this for safekeeping, not as a gift, because people don't give gifts to craftsmen; they give them stuff to mend. Let's say they were seamstresses or whatever we're dealing with, right? Says the Gemara. Um,
second.
What? No, no, I'm not up there yet. No, 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 no. Armelus just said again, a Torah Satoli, three lines above that. You gave me a gift, my Torah. The Torah Satoli, you sold me. It's not about Chazok. However, a Torah Marta, it should actually be low, the Mokroli. If you approach a person who bought from that middleman, so then you claim, you said, sell it to me. A Torah Marta, you said, to give it to me, Maton is a gift. Harezu Chazaka. This is a valid Kutzal Chazaka. That is actually a fascinating case. In other words, if you have a guy who claims that he actually owns the thing, under many circumstances you don't believe him, including craftsmen. But if you go to a guy who bought from the craftsman, he says, well, obviously if I bought from the craftsman, then you gave permission to sell. So that's an argument which we do seems take into account. Okay? And because in that case, the craftsman is not defending himself. He's defending a third party. And that's possible. You don't usually give a craftsman stuff to keep himself. You give it on consignment, then you might sell it to somebody else. So there the third party is believed. Okay? Harisim, sharecroppers. Ravuna Maya Baris Olam, which is sharecropper can establish Chazoka, a sharecropper who is forever, meaning he's constantly employed. However, Abu Baris Lashaw, but a temporary, Yesh the Chazoka is Chazoka, finishes Arisus. Is sharecropping in the Savage Chazaka Bay being in the three years beyond. Rabbi Yochanan the Shlokish Tarvein Amin, Rabbi Yochanan the Shlokish Bo said, I feel very sure, Ein Lo Chazaka, even a temporary Oris does not have a Chazaka. He doesn't establish his supremacy here. Why is that? Because the name of Nachas Ruach, Ruche Minei, because maybe, even if it's a temporary Oris, he found favor in his master's eye. So his master kept him on afterwards. So that's what you say. His other chazaka by a temporary oris, because possible that his master kept him on even after his period was expired. In fact, his working after his period expired does not mean he bought the field, but rather it means that the master kept him on because he was such a productive fellow. Yeah, but here it means left him in his. It really means to leave, not to push. So he left him in this spot. That's what I'm saying. So the time we looked over there, Oris and the Chazaka, and Oris has no Chazaka because we always assume he took the field as sharecropping. However, Ben Oris, if his son comes and sharecrops the field, there's a Chazaka, and there is Chazaka. Says the Gemara. And therefore, after 3 years, he can claim he actually bought it. Because it's not that affiliated with the father. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lagish Armin, they both said, Af Oris, even Oris, Ben Oris, the son of Oris, in the Chazaka. He doesn't have a Chazaka. In other words, he can't establish Cheskas Kimush on him. The name of Nachas Ruach Me'avoy. Maybe the reason why he said whatever he said is because that guy liked the guy. Thank you. The guy he liked the guy's father, so he kept his son. There was no chazaka because perhaps he was kept on him in employment. Says the Gemara, it should be according to Lieberman Umar, Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, I'm not sure it is. Rabbi Yochanan said, Oresh, Oresh, Oris? Yeah, it is Rabbi Yochanan. And Oris, who took a sharecropper, in other words, it's like a second contractor on top of the first contractor. So, Ein lo chazaka. That, there is no chazaka to be established here. Shederech Oris Lori Adam, Oris. In other words, it's very common that the person brought down there to supervise construction. Avol, however, Adam Shirim Fakeh Chal Mikhseyishto, if you have a man who is controlling his wife's blind trust, right, which she entered into a marriage. Yeshto Chazaka, he has Chazaka, if he's been in it long enough. Shederech Aban Fakeh Chal Mikhseyishoseim. Because and the reason why this occurs is because men take care of their wife's affairs. Okay, so therefore, it's a chazak against his wife. Now Lieberman explains it's talking about specifically the fields which were not part of the dowry. Right? Right. So even though he's in charge, you know, he's being fakech, he checks out from time to time, he's not going to be an owner despite that quasi trusteeship. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay? A husband does not have sovereignty over his wife's property, but chayishto, it's only during his wife's lifetime. After she died, he does have a chazaka, because at that time already it's assumed that they should have protested if it's not really his. Okay? A wife does not have property in her, cannot establish chazaka 3 years in her husband's property. V'chayev, that's only his lifetime. Avalacham also, but after his death, yeshul chazaka, then there is actually for a chazaka. In other words, the son during father's lifetime is eating off the largesse of the father. But after the father dies, so then we assume that he acquired the field either by Yerusha or some other means, and therefore he does have chazaka. A father does not have rights to his son's property. B'chayim, that's only during his lifetime. Avola achar misa seben, but after the son dies, if he leaves over an estate, yesh lo chazaka. He can get involved. Now, we're going back to the Mishnah. The Rav Mishnah said that if you make a fence around the field, that's a kinyan. Rav on your pachas mesora or take it down. Rav said it's only pachas mesora. It's you take it down from below 10 pachim. Oh, mostly if al asora, or you add onto asora pachim. No, it's not within asora pachim of the ground. Yeah. Or most of Sir Lehman wants to say it was lower 10 Fakim and you added up till 10 Fakim. In other words, it has to be a significant act in terms of the preservation of the field, which is either to add up to 10 Fakim or subtract from 10 Fakim, either adding or eroding onto the field. Shmuel said, not true. Afilu parats b'makom sheroi ain't a real fence. Even if you made a hole in a place where it's not normally suited to be a hole in the fence. The guardian made a fence of Makum Shane Royal Ligador to a place which is not suitable normally to be fenced. I raised the Chazaka and said to be about Chazaka. Says the Gemara, Batani. And this is a proof that there is no kinyan actually on the field until you acquire do Chazaka therein. In other words, you need Chazaka. Shwama Batani, we learned. Hamal Chaver, so he sells Saitos from him, and the buyer was lazy, and he didn't actually take hold of it. Even though he's a bona fide buyer, Yard on Moicher Hichzikba, and the Moicher went down after the guy paid the money and took hold of the field again. Bitlach Azokas Amechavez Matzon is grabbing hold, cancels the sale, and cancels the gift. So it's actually still there's still no kinyan until it's beyond the point of no return.
So there's no transfer.
What?
There's no transfer.
I'm not sure. It's not, certainly not germane to the issue. What? Take money, pay, and do Mashiach.
So
yeah. Or the king of Chazaka, the buyer, whatever it is. So in this case, it's a big, big Kiddush, what Dushan is saying, of course. But if a buyer has bought the field, he's actually paid for it. Which should be a king of the Raisa. But he hasn't yet taken, he hasn't yet taken over, which indicates that he still wants to use the king of Chazaka. So in that case, we actually put off the we put off the finality of the sale, and the seller can go back and overturn the sale which went on. It's a monumental chiddush. In other words, you can actually overturn what went on till now, even though the payment took place. Because Moses usually kindness by what I mean says like this: money usually makes the acquisition by land, and you're here we're preventing the money from making the acquisition. Obviously, only because they themselves probably stipulated that the final kinyan for this land should be when he takes possession. So he didn't take possession and was forestalled in some way, shape, or form, so then the original owner can hop around and get in. That's what we're saying. Okay? So it's a chiddush, because usually money acquires. Here there must be some delaying mechanism which makes money not make the acquisition.
Yes.
They're no apparent. Yeah, or one of the things we're about to see in one of the subsequent Mishnahs. But otherwise, it doesn't acquire it. That's right. Okay, Allah above. Shnai Midim also, two witnesses come and testify that this guy was there for 3 years. Benim to Zayimim, and they found to be Zayimim. Mishnah also called, they have to pay everything. Every single everything they intended to make him lose. If there are two witnesses for the first year, two witnesses for the second year, and two witnesses for the third year, we distribute the liability for having testified falsely among all three groups. You have three brothers, and one stranger joins each one of the brothers in succession. So Arei Elu Sholosh Eduyos. It's considered to be three separate testimonies, right? Each witness is separate, and therefore distinct about each year of testifying. But since the second witness was present at all three events, right? So therefore, Hain Eduyos Achos is going to have ramification, the fact that it's all one continued testimony on the event. We'll see in a few minutes. Amulei said, "Mausa b'matos socially. If you got metzah in your field, and you say to him, what are you doing in my field, in my yard?" So and he answers, "Sheshibosh echosako. I've been here for 3 years." Says the Gemara, "V'olech This guy went and brought the witnesses that he has the years of Chazaka intact. And this guy follows that Vuzmue, though this guy came and found his Ainazomim. Hareis and Nosin Laws of Sodom. In this case, in this judgment, the field goes back to the original and justified owner. Vokaperos or Shlosh Hashanim. But who eats the food the last 3 years? Not the original owner. The original, to hear the Rishonim say that who eats the fruit of those 3 years? The initial orchard growers. Rabbi Zira said, Adam Ras teaches us, our Mishnah teaches us, Eid Zayim in Yisrael Basin. Eid Zayim, it doesn't take a basin to certify him criminally insane. He can certify himself criminally insane. But what he means is that, where do we see that over here? We see that if he said all three statements about their various different 3 years in one fell swoop, and he's found to be possible on one of them, or that he's found to be possible on all of them, right? So if you're going to say there are distinctions, then it would be not distinctions, not the word I meant. If there be decreased by basin it was possible, then what would be is you wouldn't possible all the various different testimonies they testified in that statement. They would have just possible one of the statements that they testified. If you have to pay nevertheless for all 3 years, because all 3 years are one option. If they're the Adam on all 3 years, or some configuration of that. So Basin. If he is Nifsal Basin, I guess what we do is we say, or we do say, that the testimony only so it's only the testimony concerning which he's being interrogated right now that becomes possible. Only that immediate testimony. Okay, what he means to say is like this. Since Eitzomim is not done in B basement, only it's done independently. Yeah. Right, so it's a mafreya, but if you hold Eitzomim in basement, if someone, I remember, the old Eitzomim is possible apiazzo, so anything he said is possible. It's only when Basin certifies him. So everything he said previously was kosher. So he wouldn't have to give back 2 years, right? Only have to give back with 3 years. Only give back 2 years, 1 year. He would be possible on that 1 year, but not on the other 2 years. We say, once he set up Psu on 1 year, he's possible on all 3 years, and therefore the whole testimony is canceled, and he has to make restitution for all 3 years.
We don't care that the fact that all the years are linked together.
Right? No, that doesn't matter to us. We still, each crop, we look at it independently. All right, that's one of the chidush of Avasra. Okay. Eilus v'am sheishlam chazaka. These are things which have chazaka. Ve'ilus sheishlam chazaka. Those are things which don't have chazaka. Now, this is a case where you establish chazaka. Now, it's not clear, the Rishonim argue about this. If this mission say about the acquisition via chazaka, say about the chazaka of 3 years which proves ownership. These are things which have chazaka, ve'elu shein l'chazaka. If you put an animal, b'chotzer, into the yard, you put up ovens and stoves, ve'chaim, and grindstones, and you raised roosters, and those in Zivu Chotzer, and you put the fertilizer in your courtyard. Ain't a chazaka, it's not a chazaka, because you're not doing anything out of the ordinary. I have a loss, but if you did to your animal, mechimed for the animal, mechitza gvoasar tvachim. You made a pen around the house that you're acquiring. Bechein letanur, and so too you made something permanent to place the oven. Bechein lechaim, and so too for the small oven. Bechein lechaim, and so too the grindstones. Here is tayron besoch beso, or even if you put roosters into your house, which is a particular, which means you're trying to watch them particularly well, which requires the house. Also, mokum lezivlo, or if you made a place for fertilizer, and it's not just on the surface, but it omok shlosha o gavah shlosha, 3 tvachim deep, or 3 tvachim above ground, and raise the chazaka. All these are considered to be forms in which chazaka applies. Says Marmar Lezah, says, Noga shudriyos mevatrim zeles evitani golim. Partners used to let the other partners let the roosters come home to roost in the yard. So they were moichel that. So what do you mean here that the roosters are pop? Rabbi Yosef said, must Islam, okay? Rabbi shouldn't say that. That's not a problem. Rabbi Yosef says, Elishneyan asur, this Bryce, whatever it is. Elishneyan asurim lamid rechayim v'tanu ulegal tanigolim. They're both not allowed to put in a millstone and a oven and to raise chicks. Says Maran Reilozal, it says, Tanigolim b'chotzer she'eno shelo harezu chazoka. If you have birds who go into chotzer's not his, then he can establish chazaka. What's the taina though there? I guess the taina decided he got it from Hefker because the birds came on their own. So if he has a taina that was Hefker and he has the 3 years, then it is a chazaka. Okay?
The chazaka is on
what? Yeah, use the land for roosters.
His
chaz kas tashmishim, that's right. Unless he holds kinyan chazaka. That these are what necessary in order to acquire land or a house by chazaka. You know, it's a different type of chazaka. Lechazeku kni, go take hold of it and acquire. So it's not quite, it's a question what our mission is talking about here. So, Amrei Yisrael said, Vios. Makes sense what he says. Manavshach, no matter what, Imesh Rishus Gadol, if he has permission to grow there, I raise a Gido. He must have grown there because it's his. If he doesn't have permission to grow stuff there, well, he's been there for 3 years. I raised the chazaka, so he established chazaka nevertheless. Okay? So no matter what, he can establish chazaka in that manner by having the roosters there. Says Mar, Hamarzeb ain't lo chazaka. Marzeb is a small drain spout. Doesn't have a chazaka. Yeshim koma chazaka. If its place has a chazaka, the Mar is going to explain what that means. Maschela is a large downspout. Yesh chazaka has a chazaka. Then we're going to explain that. So let me tell you, the Egyptian ladder and the chazaka. The Egyptian ladder is a small ladder, and therefore it doesn't establish chazaka to be present because the owner can move it at random and does. However, if you had a sulam utsuri, a Tyrolean ladder, the Yesh Chazaka, it's got a Chazaka. Why? Because obviously it's massive and huge.
So,
what? No, it's not a step stool. We'll see in a minute. Says Mara, Chalon HaMitris, an Egyptian window and the Chazaka. Doesn't establish Chazaka because it's very small. People not so marked on it. However, Tsuris, a Tyrolean one, Yesh to Chazaka. Actually, does have a Chazaka. Because people notice it and upset if their friend has it. Ezu chalon amitzris, what's an Egyptian window? It's so small. Kol she'ein rosha sholim yocholi kornet. That your head cannot go through it. If it's got a rectangle, meaning a frame, so then it's already semi-permanent. Abi she'ein rosha sholim yocholi kornet, so tell chalim the person's head cannot enter it. I raise the chazaka, it's going to be a chazaka after 3 years. Okay, says Kumar, when the water says by a drain pipe, it doesn't have a chazaka, but it does have a certain kind of chazaka as to replace the chazaka. What does that mean? So, Reish Lakish Amar, Lahar Chalarchiv, it means that you have permission to make it larger or smaller, you, not the owner of the drain pipe, but rather the owner of the yard below, can make the drain pipe longer or shorter based on its irrigation needs and so on and so forth. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, L'chol Oso Ruach. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he can't do all that. What he can do is he can move it along the side on which it was, but he can't touch. The owner of the ark cannot touch the thing itself. He could just move it along. I mean, I don't know if I'm explaining that properly, but he can move it anywhere on the side of the house where it is. Move the drain pipe over here, over there, wherever he wants. But he can't take it off, right? And Rish Lakish goes a step further. He says that he can make it longer or shorter. Okay? Says the Gemara Vatzini. The owner of the property. Pnei Moshe says the drain pipe, but we're learning the owner of the property. Okay? Did you look at Pnei Moshe? That's where you got that impression. But he does learn that one. Says the Gemara Vatzini, and then we learn Hamas Chela Yesh Lo Rishus Arba Amos. Now, nobody understands exactly what this means here, but I think it means like this. Hamaschela yesh rishus arba amos, which is a large drain pipe. And large drain pipes have much bigger chazokos. You can't move them at all. So yesh rishus arba amos, its chazok is an authorization over 4 amos. So isoch meimar koloso ruach. So it's possible that 4 amos means it takes up the entire side, and you can't move it on that side at all. So it must be that there its authorization is vis-a-vis its movement. With the kavasa, so to a marzev en lechazaka masil chosar ruach, it means that it can move throughout that entire side. Okay, so the bottom line is that just like the maschela is stationary, and that's called its chazaka, meaning it could have a whole side of the house, because Arbamos might well be a side of a house. So to the marzev, smaller drain pipe, when it says it doesn't have chazaka, it means it can be moved throughout the entire side. It's not stationary on the side, but it can be moved on the entire side. So Rabbi Yochanan said, as long as you have that side, you can redirect the flow of the water. The Tana came, we learned also, Makom HaMarzev, the place where there's a Marzev, a Chotzer, there's this downspout, the small one in the Chotzer, Yesh Lo Chazaka Makom Kilucho, he can establish the right to have a place to drip down, but the specific place is not at him, it's up to the Baal Bos. In other words, he has the right for stuff to come in, but not to determine where it goes. The Bei Ramba Yane Omri, the house of man, they said, Ad Shlosha Avokim, until 3 rungs should be kikasa, it's like a cup, not above 3 rungs. Chair. Kisei. I have it on the side here. Lieberman says it's a chair. Up to 3 rungs, it's a chair, a step chair, not a ladder. Above 3 rungs, it becomes a ladder. Okay? So, Achlo Shavokim is considered to be a Kisei. Amrei Lo Shei Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Lassen Ero Yanai, in terms of what? Lenin Tumis Hamarta. So Tuma attacks chairs differently than it attacks ladders, when it loses its status of Tomei, whether it becomes Tomei when it sits on it, or what are different things. So therefore, in terms of Tuma, it's between 3 or 4 steps. Rabbi said, it's in terms of, actually it should be in terms of Kazokos, I think it says here on the bottom in the motion, that in terms of whether you can establish Chazoka to have your ladder standing there. So it's only considered to establish a Chazoka that you have the right to leave your ladder standing there if it's considered to be a ladder. If it's considered to be a chair, then it doesn't give you any rights. Because chairs have no rights, it's only ladders which have rights. So it has to have more than three rungs in order to be considered a ladder. Says the Gemara, and yet another interpretation, with walls and Shabbos. If a ladder is meant to remain there because it's so heavy, then it becomes part and parcel of the wall system, which is bad for you, because that means, well, it's not bad. It means, yeah, you can go over the wall, and when somebody doesn't go over the wall, it's bad, because then you can't make an air property. It can be a chumena kula. But so there's acts between 2 yards in this manner, so then in terms of Shabbos, it's an issue where how you can make an air or not. But if there's no, in other words, if the yard, 2 yards of considered connected or not, has to do with the ladder in the middle. But certainly if the ladder is small, so small it's called a chair, it doesn't connect to 2 yards. Sometimes it's a chumrah, because it can't make an error from one to the other. Sometimes it's a kula, because each one can make an error by itself. So it's not really a chumrah or a kula, it's just a difference in halacha. Okay? Amar Rav Yisrael, Rav Yisrael said, lo amru ela b'chotzer. Everything we said, we only said by a chotzer. Now, what are we talking about over here? This is talking about the windows. And when we said the windows in our halacha mishnah, it's only talking about in a courtyard. Ava begagos, by rooftops, afilu amal arbis ma'akum makfos. Even if the rooftop, even if the window is above 4 amos, which means it's taller, higher than most people, the other guy can impede upon you from putting out the window. Why can he impede upon you from putting out the window? We'll see. It doesn't really explain here, but the Achronim explain that it's much easier to see out of the roof and than to see from elsewhere. So therefore, you have to be more meticulous with the roof. So now there's a whole thing in missing here. Rabbi Yitzchok said this alokim from Rabbi Chanina, and when Rabbi Chanina said for Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama, he only said it in his own name or name of Rabbi Chanina. Didn't say the name of. David, somehow, whatever happened, it's in the part of the square which is missing, turns out that Rabbi Yosha, who was the originator of the statement, his name wasn't mentioned when it was said over, right? So he got upset. Sharm Rabbi Yosha, his name wasn't said over Rabbi Mishnah, he got upset about it. Omri said, no, I'm a Rish Shmaito, I said over the Sugya. The Lord Rabbi Shmei, they didn't say to my name. What kind of a chutzpah is that? Anyway, be that as it may, Lomro El B'chotzer. This is only true, as you just said, that whatever you say, the name of Rabbi Yosha's name, it's only by chotzer, beginos, begagos, by rooftops, afilu ma'al me'arba'os makvi, even when it's above 4 amos, they still, you have to have neighbor's consent in order to make them, and you might not be able to establish chazok on them. Okay, Ziz. If you have a something jutting out of your wall, and it's up to a tefach, and as the chazaka means, the next owner has to allow that to remain, and he can protest against any removal of that thing abutting out. If it's less than a tefach, in the chazaka, he has no chazaka to establish definite ownership of it, and if somebody cuts it off, and the Ochlim Chos, he cannot protest because it's not really his. Says Mari Lubish Ariana said, Ziza Yote Tepach. If you have a Ziz which is coming out of the sides of the house, and it's even only a Tepach long, so then Motziat Afilu Kama. You can take, you can extend it out as much as you want. Once it's there, Tepach, you can extend it out as much as you want. So then my Limshoch Kama. You can extend it out as much as you want, when it's clear across the yard. Says Mark, yeah, Rav Nosson Rav Yishai said, "Bucholik is basil." If initially this ziz was not put up like a peg or a hook, but it's pegged up to put up to be like a demarcation line between two houses or between two yards or something like that, so then it's not limited to the size of a tefach. It can be extended further out, because anyway it's representative. It's not actually meant to be that size. It's meant to be representative of the border. So the extension of outwards is merely extension of the border, and that's okay. The border between two parts of a house. So therefore, you know, that Z's, that peg can be extended. Okay? To hang things on it, right? No, but here you want it so if it was like extending out tefa, you couldn't hang so much stuff on it. You want to extend it even more. So you can do if it was made to be a demarcation line. So that basically now it's a diminished tashmishin, but here now diminishing tashmishin of usages, because anyway it was part of the border between the two. Okay? Lo yiftach adam chanos l'chatzer shutfim. This is a very important halacha, halacha yud. Lo yiftach, see if you can wake up for this one. A person cannot open his windows into a common courtyard. Why is that? Because it's going to lead to peeping toms. Right. Okay. If you bought a house into somebody else's yard. Okay. Now, houses abutted yards, right? So now you bought a house which goes, can go into somebody else's yard, you can open a window into somebody else's yard. You can't open it without their permission into the somebody else's courtyard. So if you built a second floor in your house, you can't open up that second floor window into the common courtyard. If you want to build a window in your second floor, build, I think what it means is like this, build the house so that it's facing the room on the second floor, it's facing the inside of the house. First you build a foundation. You build a room underneath. And then, and then you build your second floor on top. You open it into your own house, but you can't open additional openings and windows from the second floor into the common courtyard. Also, you can't open into a common courtyard. Opening opposite opening, right? There was Bilam's praise to Amisom, Matovo, Loch Yaakov, Mishkan, Osech, Yisrael. The doors did not correspond to each other, nor windows opposite windows. If you had a small window or a small door, the synagogue can't make it bigger. If you had one door, one window, the synagogue can't make it two doors a window. What you can do is open towards Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. In other words, if there's a big, major thoroughfare between you and the other guy, say you can have a door opposite a door and a window opposite a window. A cotton orifice, a small one, most of us are good, you can make it large. Echad, if it was one, Osishkan, you can make it two. Now, Hachatmar, here you say Pesach Keneged Pesach Mutter. Here you say, there's a Tosefta, where it says the Chachamim allow you to make a door opposite a door. But in our Mishnah, Hachatmar, Pesach Keneged Pesach Osir, it says it's forbidden. Hain the Tamar Mutter, that it says it's permitted, is Bemavli. Our mission didn't discuss the Mabui. Our mission discussed the courtyard versus a major thoroughfare. But the Braisa says, according to the Ushami here, that by a Mabui, also you can open door opposite door. The Ein the Tamer also, which it says forbids, because it shoots him in a common courtyard. Says the Gemara, Vatani. I don't understand. Wait till the final price. It says, Kishem should be a chotzer, chayim chos zeh zeh b'chotzer. Just like members of choir can prevent additional other men's choir from opening new doors into the courtyard. New doors, right? So do members of the Movi can prevent members from opening new doors into the Movi. So how can you say the standards are different? You see, the standards are the same. You need permission by both the Chatz and Movi. How are the standards different? So I'm a Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said, no, after there was already permission to open the doors, then there's a change. Then there's a difference. Because once it's permission by a Mavin, you can open the doors opposite each other. By a Chutz or not. Why? Because the Mavin is a thoroughfare. There are already people passing there. So once there's permission to open, because everybody agreed, then the doors can be opposite each other. Because anyway, you have to watch your doors and your privacy through your windows because of all the peeping toms passing through the thoroughfare. Kachalonas or Shus. But before the initial permission was given to expand doorways into the Mavi and into Chatzar, then they're equal. Then you need, excuse me, in both scenarios, no permission, you need permission before doing so. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amrei B'Yochanan. Now, the next Gemara, until now I was explaining like the Mechamayim. The next Gemara, my opinion, nobody understood until I came along. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shani he beginos." But I think it should say begagos. Now nobody knows what that's talking about. Roofs are different. What are we talking about? Roofs are different. Most people have the gears of ginos. Like the gardens are different. Where's it coming off of? And nobody has a valve shot. But I think the shot is like this. Shot is that. If on street level, I can open a doorway opposite your doorway, I can't do that on rooftop level. In the same street where I could open my door opposite your door, I can't open a window in my roof opposite a window in your roof. Why is that? Because on street level, anyway, I have to be careful of the passersby, right? But on the second floor, I think I'm hidden. Gagos nidnu l'chafira means chafira is like digging in, right? I think I'm hidden in the second floor. So therefore, there you can't even the same thoroughfare, you know, on Carpenter Road, where you can open a door opposite another door, a window opposite another window, not on the second floor, only on the street level. Not bad, no. Right. I'm pretty sure, though, that that's one of its meanings. The chafira means hidden, yeah. The chafira is like the hidden. I had the tip of my tongue, actually. Secondary meaning of chafar, one of the secondary meanings is to be embarrassed. Right? So it could be embarrassment also. Like it says,
yes, that's what you're saying.
Right, there's a pasuk. Bosha imchem od chafer you laditchem. Your mother was very embarrassed for you. Chafer levana bosha chamas. So it could be also, instead of concealment, the same idea, rather. It's given to do private activities. Okay? Now, the next line else everybody has difficulty with. Arma Rabbi Nasser. Nasser said, v'chorvus lo nit levanos. Ruins are not made to be rebuilt. So who cares? So I think the pshat is like this. In other words, if I have a ruin, and you have a house opposite my ruin, so you're the guy who opposite that ruin could open as many windows and doors as he wants. Hi, the guy who owns the ruin says, not fair, because eventually I'm going to build up my ruin, and then I'm going to have to deal with all of your openings, right? So he says, when you build it, we'll talk about it. In the meantime, well, as long as it's not built, churvus lo nit levanos. Okay? Says Aram Rabbi Yaakov Brachar, Yaakov Brachar said, Tani Tama, learned over there. Haposeh chalon, somebody opens a window. Now, here it says, Bekoisel chatzero, which is true, but it should, there's a Gerson Shaitar, which is slightly better. Bechotzer chavero, it's opposite his friend's yard. Bemam chavero, his friend is standing there. Which I open a new window opposite your yard, and you're standing there. So the word Arba is a mistake. The Scoriel doesn't have it. Posech mismo. So I open it with the left hand. No, you mean the other guy closes it with his right hand. In other words, it's figuratively speaking. In other words, I open it, he immediately closes it. Says Mar, why? Hagatzmucha, imagine this, Shreyo Mitra. Didn't we just say he was standing there, so he gave permission, right? By saying there, it's tacit approval, is it not? It's more baloney tacit approval. Yochel Meimer, I could say, Yochel Meimer, like, Havina place, Loy, I want to see you sweat. Loy means toil. But you see, I wasn't agreeable. I just was enjoying you, seeing you suffer and working. That's only futile, which I'm going to counteract. What about Hoya Moshilo Tzwalois? What if he was extending, the friend was giving him rocks with which to build? He was giving him the building materials. He was building the window, looking into the other guy's courtyard, the other guy's house. Yochel Meimer, I could say, Migachi Chavino should be Ba'u Gavra. Say, I was making fun of you. It was also part of my plan of making you feel, like you're doing something worthwhile, and it was really a bunch of baloney. So therefore, he can immediately make a protestation. He didn't, even though he was standing there, he can protest and say, I didn't really agree to what was going on. If you have five windows, one after another, and the shear kulin kumomak there, the inner shear to be considered a window in terms of tuma going through the window, in terms of tuma tara going through the window, is the size of a drill hole. Now, why are we bringing this down here? Everybody's difficult. Why are we bringing this down here? So the Lehman says a nice explanation. Says the reason why we're bringing it down is in order to tell us that that there's the minimum size of a window is the size of a drill hole. But that window, it's not like the window in our Mishnah. The window in our Mishnah has a chazaka, right? If it's there and you were allowed to put it on, it's actually going back a couple of shnayos by Chalon HaMitzri, Chalon Tzuri. If it's a large window and the guy didn't make a protest, you have a chazaka in it. But if it's a small window like this, you have no chazaka in it. Okay? The Dharma Seil Mind, the Marim Barnoi, that's the system which the builders say, Chalon Shi Psucha Li Stiv, a window which is open into a street, a market literally, Lo nasi so happens, or it's not made in order to bring in beautiful scenery. It's only made for light, right? Became a chain of chazaka, and therefore, since it's only made for light, so therefore somebody can build opposite it. There's no chazaka on this window that this window should retain a scenery. There's no scenery for it to have. So therefore, you can build opposite it. And the same is true with these small windows, the size of drill holes. They're not doing anything for you. So they're except bringing in light or air. So therefore somebody can build a wall directly opposite it, even though it shuts out the view which came from that window. Okay? says in Mikamich, Ein l'chazoka, ein ha-mabiyah satuma. Now, it's a difficulty how to read this. The Rambah, the Lieberman reads it as a question. If it doesn't have a chazoka, does the and there's something you can build in front of it, does it also not allow tuma to pass through? Which is surely not the case, because we just saw tuma could pass through even very small. The Orsa Meach in Perek Zayin v'Chushchein and Malach Zayin, he wants to say what it means. Actually, it's from the Rabban. He wants to say a window which is so small, which is also a variation of what you said. A window which is small, so small that a tuma can't pass through it because it's smaller than the size of a drill hole. So too, it doesn't have a chazaka. You have no right to have that window because that window is not made for viewing. That window is just made for air. You know, for what's the word? Ventilation or for illumination. And therefore, you have no right to have its scenery preserved. Okay, so it's interesting the way they learn this Gemara is that in terms of, there are two types of windows. And he goes into all Haskalah Shezach about how there were two terms of windows in the old days, terms of windows which are made for ventilation, and windows which are made for views, and windows which were made for views, you have as a chazaka that if you built it, then you should be able always to have that view, but when there's a major ventilation, there's no such chazaka. Okay? Should we finish the prayer? Should we stop here? Ayosim chalal talus shusarabim. You don't make a hole under a shusarabim. But again, now to boros, sichin, and moros, you can't make your own cave tunnel under a shusarabim, subway system. Rabbi Lezer Matir, Lezer permitted, if you make the roof strong enough, that a wagon to travel over it, tuna bani holding bricks. And what seems easy to throw is one cannot make hooks, pegs, and juttings out into the shusarabim. Like most, if you want to make these things quite so slow, draw back into your own property, umotzi, and put it into your own property. Loka chutzer, if you bought a courtyard and had already was these in tutsuros, these are things turning out to Rishus Arabim, Harezim Cheskoska, you retain that right to have them there. Says Manoflu, what if they fell? They were there and they fell. When the Bakr Shmosim want to rebuild them, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Vita, he says, we compel you to forego the rebuilding. And Shosh Mar Lobi, there, we don't forego you and you can rebuild them. Masisa Messiah, Dana Masisa Saitan is a bright which assists each one. Masisa Saitan, Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah, assists Rabbi Yochanan, says, Misha is Derech Rabbi Mobers Petok Sadeu. The highway went through my fields. Vinotla, I took away the highway, which I'm not supposed to do. If they have highway going through my fields, well, they might not flow. But I took it away from them. Nosa Mitzah Minatzah, I gave it to them on the other side. Mashinosa Nosan, Vishalo Loyia, you lose on both counts. In other words, you lose what you gave, and you lose what was initially theirs. So basically, vis-a-vis Yishus Arabim, what Rabbi Yochanan is learning for this Mishnah, for his bride's Mishnah, actually, it's later on, you can't win. You always lose, no matter what. Says, Masdisa, Mesayel Rish Lakish, or there's a Mishnah like Rish Lakish, which says that, Look, a chutzah, baziz, and tutsros, which says if you take a yard and it had these things jutting out, but noflu, and they fell, so you can build them over again as they were to begin with. Okay, that's all for tonight, folks.